Hey, good morning, everybody. We are GFBS. We're Grand Forks' best source. And it is time for your morning update for this Tuesday, November 22nd, brought to you by the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter. You know, if you're thinking about a new pet to complete your family, how about for Christmas, huh? Why not adopt? Contact the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. Your newly adopted family member will be spayed or neutered, chipped, and up to date with shots. Be ready to come to its new forever home, basically a turnkey pet. Circle of Friends could also use dog and cat food, cat litter, towels, washcloths, small fleece blankets, and more. Now, if you'd like to help pets in need, get a hold of them. COFPets.com. Circle of Friends is also hiring. Hey, make your family complete by adopting. That's what we do. Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. Call them up, 701-775-3732. Well, our weather today, sunny skies. Going to be a beautiful day for the end of November. Looking for a high today right around 34 degrees. Well, the Grand Forks County Canvassing Board Monday finalized the November 8th election totals, adding a dozen more ballots into the mix. Now, although the margins changed a little, the outcome remains the same for now anyway. The race for county commission, the third place candidate Mark Rusted increased his lead for the final seat over Long Cassauga from 27 to 29 votes. The vote tally granting Grand Forks County Home Rule Authority narrowed from 20 to 16. On the question of a half-cent sales tax, the yes votes picked up 3, and there were 7 additional no votes. The no votes have a 25-vote lead. County Auditor Deb Nelson says a recount on county races is scheduled November 28th. If a recount is needed on a state race, it would take place the following day on the 29th. Well, a Grand Forks man will spend just over 50 days in jail after firing several rounds at and near a home this summer. 27-year-old Kyle Emerson Jeans was charged with 4 counts of reckless endangerment after the June 19th incident. He pleaded guilty to all 4 felonies Monday, November 21st. Grand Forks County judge sentenced Jeans to 90 days in jail, but he has credit for the 36 he's already served. Jeans will also have to spend 2 years on supervised probation, complete an anger management evaluation, and has been ordered to pay $1,242 in restitution. Now, the call came in around 4:50 p.m. on June 19th in the 1900 block of South 12th Street for a weapons violation call. When the officers arrived in the area, they located several shell casings on the ground. No one was hurt. Grand Forks police released a statement clarifying information that had been circulating online shortly after that incident. Well, most of the Grand Forks City offices will be closed on Thursday in observance of Thanksgiving. Now, regular city buses or businesses will not be conducted on that day. However, emergency police and fire services will continue to operate as scheduled. City services such as refuse collection will not take place on Thursday. Now, regular Thursday pickup for the A route will take place today, and Thursday's B route pickup will be tomorrow, along with regularly scheduled routes. Now, recycling pickup for Thursday customers will be rescheduled to Friday, November 26th, and Friday's recycling will be picked up on Saturday, November 27th. They see items must be placed out for pickup by 7 a.m. on your designated day. Aren't you glad you're getting that news at 9 o'clock this morning? Well, here we go with Moe's Daily Dish today at Moe's Cafe. It's a breakfast bagel, thinly sliced corned beef, provolone cheese with a fried egg on top, and of course, served with your Moe Bryan potatoes. It's only $10. $10. It sounds awesome. By the way, Moe's going to be closed on Thursday, but they will open again at 7 o'clock Friday morning. Yeah, tell you what, try the Daily Dish or anything on the new menu at Moe's Cafe in the Grand Cities Mall. You will love it. Well, country singer Kenny Chesney will roll his I Go Back tour to Grand Forks on May 9th. Tickets for the Alera Center concert go on sale to the general public on December 2nd. Joining Chesney for the show will be special guest Kelsey Ballerini. The Alera Center has also announced that the Toughest Monster Truck Tour will return on April 22nd. Tickets for that event will go on sale Friday, November 25th. And finally, in sports, Carl Anthony Towns had 25 points. Anthony Edwards scored 10 of his 22 in the third quarter as the Minnesota Timberwolves outlasted the shorthanded Miami Heat for a 105-101 victory last night. Women's hoops, UND senior guard Casey Borovich walked away with this week's Summit League Women's Basketball Peak Performer of the Week Award. Borovich, by the way, ranked 14th nationally with 23.5 points per average per game. And boys high school hockey starts tonight. Grand Forks Central at Fargo Davies. Grand Forks Red River, they visit West Fargo Cheyenne. Well, there you go. That's your morning update. Brought to you by the Southtown Poorhouse, where every day is a great day. Stop in for your favorite drinks. Gotta love happy hour. Buy one app, Get one half off every day from 6 to 8 p.m. And you can't forget about the $3 burgers on Tuesdays. And, of course, the awesome steak specials on Thursdays from 5 to 8. Make sure to check out SouthtownPoorhouseGF.com to find out when your favorite band is playing live. No band this Friday, but Saturday, Uptown is playing. Every day's a great day at Southtown Poorhouse, 2015 Library Circle next to the Grand Cities Mall. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m., and they're looking to hire, too. Well, the Great Reset is back at 11 o'clock today. Dr. Dan and David with the Midwest Public Health Coalition will serve up a dose of bad government, bad vaccination advice, and a belly full of what the heck just in time for Thanksgiving. So make sure to tune in, all right? And make sure to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hey, yell at your smartphone speaker to play GFBS podcast, too, okay? Hey, Grand Cities, what a great place. Grand Forks' best source is giving it an identity again.